Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Coming live and direct from, I'm in South Florida today, here at the beach, and our guest is a returning guest. I'm very excited for today because he's got a brand new project we're going to talk about. Is filmmaker, writer, just cool cat extraordinaire, comedian, Stephen Kogan. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great. I love that old-timey music. I grabbed a plant and did a little quick jitter.
Well, I know you know how to dance, so there you go.
I don't know how to jitterbug. I don't know how to jitterbug, but the plant doesn't seem to mind.
There you go. I still love your movie, Dance Baby Dance. Man, it's just fantastic. But do you have a new project? I was so excited to hear about this, and I'm so glad we can talk about it today. Let's get a little bit of background for those who, I don't know, who could possibly have not heard the last time you were on the show, but there might be one or two people out there. You are an entertainer, originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Tell us how all of this came about. How did you wind up out in L.A. and making movies and this new project and what's the Stephen Kogan story?
The Stephen Kogan story. That sounds scary. Grew up close to Baltimore in a place called Columbia, Maryland. So it was a little more of a suburban than the actual city. But yeah, grew up in Maryland and moved out to L.A. In my 20s to make my mark as a filmmaker, as a writer, as all that good stuff. And you know, you fool around like everyone else, and you finally get some opportunities and take advantage of them, and voila, if you work hard enough, things will happen, and that's kind of how it worked out for me.
Nice. Well, that's cool, you know. That is, and so if there's any youngsters out there, all you have to do is, you know, go to Goodwill, get a suitcase, pack all your stuff up in it, and go to Hollywood, man. It'll be perfect, it'll be brilliant, and it'll work out just like with Steve. No, I'm hopefully it will.
I think that's exactly it. That's all they need, especially the Goodwill suitcase. That's right. Going to put you over. Other people are going to arrive in town, some fancy designer thing, and people are going to look at them like, you're a phony. You got that Goodwill
that's
suitcase.
Right.
You got it made.
They know. They said he's paying his dues, or she, yeah. That's the case, maybe.
Oh, man.
So you've been out there a little bit. That's quite a change from Maryland to Southern California. Sure is nice come about February, though, huh?
Oh, it's nice more than just February. I would say January, December, February, into March. I mean, springtime I miss. The only times I miss is springtime, although it's perpetually springtime out in Southern California. But the season I miss the most is fall. Like October, when the air starts to crisp and clean and the leaves fall. They don't have that out here. It's the air is never really clean smelling. It's always a mixture of some kind of pollutant in the air that you just get used to.
That's true. It is so true. Oh, man. I love Maryland, though. I always have a great time when I go. I tell you what my addiction in Maryland is, especially Northern Maryland. I don't know if they have these all over Maryland. They might. I'm trying to think of the name of them, and I can picture the box. They have these orange ginger snap cookies that come in these orange boxes, orange and black box. They're fantastic, man, fantastic. And you can get fun things like Scrapple and stuff there as well. They don't have Scrapple in Southern California. No, ain't going to happen.
They have Scrabble if you want to play a board game, but I don't think they have Scrapple.
No, yeah, exactly. So tell us about this project. This isn't, it's still film, but it's not a full feature film like your last project, Dance Baby Dance. This is you're doing sketches, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is think of Saturday Night Live type three or so minute sketches, comedy sketches. And the goal, one, is to be as funny as possible. But two, it's really I wanted to start this venture where people could just watch something funny. And then in doing that, just by watching it, money would be donated to a worthy cause. So I want to team up with people. And in our first one with Jim O'Hare, who is in my film and is also best known from the show Parks and Recreation, charity he's always supported. And I learned of through him the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance, which I'd never heard of beforehand. So all the money that we raise by people just watching this sketch, that's all they have to do. Just watch it. 3 minutes, nothing else, and money will be donated. So I wanted to set up this kind of calling it a venture where make these sketches, not just this one, but lots over the years to continually help worthy causes in this way.
That's fantastic. What a cool concept, too. And ladies and gentlemen, understand, you did not hear Stephen wrong. All you have to do is watch the video. 3 minutes
That's
of your
it.
Day, man.
That's it. That's Think awesome. Of the karma points. Get just 3 minutes gets you so many karma points. And actually, what we're trying to do now is not just watching it, but we want to help it grow by just go down into the comments section and tag a friend to watch it. That way others will know about it and it'll spread, and that's how things become viral, and that's how the charity will benefit the most.
Exactly. And all you listeners, even in the future, people listening to the pod, when this is converted to a podcast, I want you to do that. Watch the video, share this on your social media, and get the word out, man, because you're helping people, and it's the easiest thing in the world to do. You're watching YouTube videos anyhow. Watch one that's doing some good for some people and be entertained. You're getting something from it. I mean, it's a win-win-win situation. Very, very cool.
Exactly.
And it's funny. I like this.
Exactly.
The first one that I've been seeing, hilarious, Stephen. Hilarious.
Oh, thank you. I've been saying, even if you hate it, even if it's the thing you hate the most you've ever seen in your life, you still helped a charity. So
right.
3 minutes out of your is not a big deal.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to give up getting a $6 Starbucks, or you don't have to give up anything. A couple minutes of your day.
Hopefully they'll enjoy it like you did, but yeah, hopefully they'll enjoy it like you did, but you never know.
Well, there's always, in show business, man, there always seems to be a heckler in the back, but I don't know. I'm sure your business, it's the same thing as in my business in the art world. You can't focus on those people. If you entertain somebody and you do something, it makes it all worthwhile. And this doubly makes it worthwhile. I think this is a very cool idea. Brilliant. I haven't heard anybody doing this idea before. And
no,
it
was
it's fantastic.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either. It was kind of brought about. I had a conversation with somebody not that long ago who's saying she donated to a charity and she was happy to, but then she got inundated with over and over asking for more and more. And she started to feel guilty if she didn't. And she didn't want to feel guilty, giving to charity, helping a worthy cause. And I think a lot of people are in that same boat. Some people don't have the means to donate as much as they wish, or in other cases, they don't have, the time, or they just don't want a repeated factor. So I just wanted to create something where, you can donate if you wish, no one's stopping you, but just by watching something so easy, you'll be helping a worthy cause. So I do hope it catches on, because it is an idea that can do a lot of good.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, man. It's fantastic. Like I said, it's a win-win-win. You can't go wrong. I've had that happen. Even I've had that happen where you donate to a charity, or you, in my case, I donate a lot of paintings. Every couple months, at least, we're doing something. You get on a list or something, man, but everybody in the world starts coming out. This is nice because, I don't have to worry about that. I just watch the video and share it with my friends, and it's fantastic. What a brilliant idea. That's one of those things, yeah, you see it and you're going, man, that's the $1 million idea of the day right there. That's fantastic. Are you going to stay with this particular charity, or are you going to do other charities as well in the future, do you think?
Anything's possible. The idea at the beginning was every time we partner with somebody, a different celebrity or personality, it would be for their particular favorite charity. But I'm open. You know, some may not have a favorite charity and just like the idea of helping out anyone. And then we may go back because the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance, like I said, is a charity that no one really has heard of. I did a little interview with Jim O'Hare after the sketch where he's still wearing his garb from the sketch. Very funny that he's still in the outfit. But he talked about these kinds of charities that, you know, that help rare diseases. They're no one knows about them, and it's so much harder for them to not only raise money, but to gain awareness. So this, not only are we trying to raise money by people watching it and spreading the word, it helps gain awareness for this particular charity, for what they're trying to accomplish. And for those of you who aren't, like I wasn't, familiar with the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance, they're a charity that helps kids and adults with a rare disease that mainly it causes tumors that presses up against organs and all kinds of horrible things. It can cause 20-hour seizures and, you know, just stuff that's really tough for others to go through. And so it's good that people can learn that there are these causes out there that do need support, and this is one way to support them. And what I do add is that the more views we get, the more they'll be helped. You know, it's definitely incremental. We want to boost it up into the, you know, high hundred thousands into the millions, and that's when it's really, you know, the YouTube ad dollars will really kick in and really help them out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, it's. I mean, I did a little bit of when you first told me about the idea, I researched it a little bit. I did a Google search. that's what I did. But. You know, it is. That's a mean condition. It's a mean disease. It's and they do need the help. And you're absolutely right. I can only imagine they don't have that that recognition, that brand recognition, as if a disease could have a brand. But you're right. People aren't familiar with it, so I can only imagine that it's difficult to get research dollars and whatnot. And there you are doing it, man. That's excellent.
Yeah. Let's hope this does well for them. I would be very happy if it does.
That's fantastic. And you know, the cool thing too is that I took away also from watching the video and the like you mentioned, the subsequent interview with Jim afterwards. I'm a big guy, Stephen. I'm a big guy, and it made my day because I know that somewhere out there, somebody makes a big guy ninja outfit, and I need one.
That's funny because I the costume designer I was working with, those one of the first things I put out was we need to be able to find a ninja costume for him, and it may not be just so easy to go on the internet and find Halloween costumes. I'm not even sure where she went or how she found it, but she did a great job and found something perfect.
She did her magic. Well, there you go. You know, that's what she does, right? Awesome.
And
no,
the wonderful thing about it is it's inspired Jim to become a real ninja assassin. Unfortunately, he's killing people all over the world, but to find his calling, his true calling, that brings a tear to my eye when someone finds their true calling.
It'll be like that that book that what's it say? Frank Barris, you know, the Gong Show guy. Remember he had that book where he claimed to be a CIA assassin, and the CIA afterwards said, "We will neither confirm nor deny that." Maybe.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fantastic. They made a movie about that. That was a funny book. Very, very cool. I wanted to ask you now, this comedy sketch that you did with Jim. Was very, very funny. Was this something you created after you had the idea for this project, or had you had this in your deck of cards, of creative cards, beforehand and said, cool, I can make this sketch now? Or how did that come about?
Yeah, this particular one came about after I had the idea. I wrote it with Jim in mind because he did my film and I got to know him a little bit, and he's such a great guy. I thought this would be something he would be totally down to do. So I wrote that one. Others I had written because one of my favorite things to do ever since I was a little kid was write little comedy sketches. I've done it ever since I was a little kid, putting on little shows in the house for my, you know, brothers and sister and parents. So, yeah, I've always loved writing comedy sketches. They're so quick to write, and it's just, you know, it brings a smile and a chuckle to me when I do it. So, so some have been written, were written before I had this idea for this venture, and then with particular people in mind, and then this one specifically for Jim.
That's fantastic. And folks, you have to understand, Stephen doesn't write screenplays and make movies. You know, he's an author as well. Had your book, your young adult novel, Max Muth, Cyber Sleuth in the Case of the Zombie Virus. That's pretty cool. And, you know, so you're writing a lot. You are, do you consider yourself more of a filmmaker or more of a writer? I'm just curious.
I'd say I would probably define myself still more as a writer because that, I've done that the longest and the most. I'm probably transitioning into more of a filmmaker because that's what my ultimate goal is, to film mostly the things I write. I'm not as interested yet, and maybe one day, years from now, I will be filming other people's works. But when I write something and I absolutely love it and know exactly how I want it to be made, that's when I want to be the filmmaker for it. So, yeah, in the future, that's kind of what my main focus will be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I was just, I was at a party a couple weeks ago and I was talking to a friend of mine, another fellow that I know. And we were talking about that something that, that, and I don't know, maybe it's true for women as well. I don't know from that perspective, but for men, we tend to self-identify with what we, our particular job is, you know, and it's very important. And so I was kind of had that on the brain the last couple of weeks and whatnot. And that's very cool to have several things to identify yourself with.
Yeah.
Renaissance man, Stephen. That's awesome. Inspiring.
I have to be sure not confuse myself and become some kind of multiple personalities being and just walk around confused all the time. Wait, what am I now? Wait, what am I now? Oh, wait, what am I now? So, got to keep the compartmentalized.
That's awesome. Oh man. So are you going to now I know we're promoting this this new charity venture. Are you going to be working with Jim on future projects and whatnot? Anything that you can talk about? I know sometimes in your business it's hard to, when things are in the works, to, you probably shouldn't mention them or whatnot, but I have to ask because he's such a cool, funny guy, you know?
Yeah, and not only is he a cool, funny guy, he's just, he's a great guy overall, just, you know, wonderful person, great sense of humor, really nice. But, I mean, when I worked with him on the film, it was the first time meeting him, the first thing he said to me was, I'm not going to be a problem at all, whatever you need, I'll do, you know, don't worry about me, anything like that. And it's just, whoa.
Wow.
I mean, he was, this guy's been on a sitcom for 7 years, you thought maybe he had to walk a little bit on eggshells around that kind of personality. He'd be a little, not at all, such a wonderful person. And so, yeah, I would love to work with him again.
That's fantastic.
There's a next film I'd like to make, I have a small part that I wrote with him in mind. So if I can get that made, and then you always have to deal with schedules. If you've ever know anything about the film world, scheduling is probably the thing that is drives you up the wall the most, because it's putting together a giant puzzle. You've got to get every piece of the puzzle there if you want the people you want involved, and someone can fall off at a drop of a hat and you have to do it all over again. So it's but yeah, I hopefully will get to work with Jim again because he's funny and he's a great guy.
That's fantastic. Well, I know the entire cast from Dance Baby Dance. When I watched that, I'm like, man, these are all just really, they seem very personable. And, you know, maybe that's just acting. I doubt it, though. He just really resonates. It was a really cool cast. I liked how everybody, how all that gear work worked together. You know, that's a great film. I still think that's a fantastic film.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're actually coming out on a new, what's called an AVOD channel, A-V-O-D, which is a channel where people can watch the film, but it has commercials in it. So they get to watch it for free, just watch with commercials. And so that's probably going to be released there next week, and I'll be promoting that. And me and my distributor, we're both excited about that because it has a lot of potential.
Well, fantastic. I'm going to definitely, I will be sharing that. I'll share that on all of my social media and whatnot as well, too. Hey, folks, there's nothing wrong with commercials. I'm telling you, about a year and a half ago, Danny, my girlfriend, and I were going over our budget, and we got rid of cable. We're like, we pay for all these streaming channels anyway, and I spent $20 on eBay and got an antenna, and we're used to commercials. we got back used to that again. Of course, if you watch the Hulu, you don't have save that's $100 a month. Well, not really. We spend it on something else, but
Some of the commercials are really fun to watch, I've noticed. So it can be, you know, entertainment within the entertainment.
Exactly. We get a kick out of some of the commercials and whatnot as well. Very, very cool. I'm excited about this, and I'm so glad that you're doing it and getting some help out there where it's needed. It's fantastic, man. Fantastic. Once again, folks, the charity for this is such it's a rare charity, but man, they sure do need some help. And Stephen, tell once again the charity. You pronounce it so much better than I can. I mean, I read it, no problem. Getting enunciating it was a rough one.
That Jim and I had in our little interview again about both of us, it was tough to get the words out, especially when you say it a lot, the name of it, Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. And as Jim said in the interview, a lot of people mistake it for tuberculosis, and it's two entirely different things. So it's Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance.
Absolutely. And, you know, that sounds serious, man. When I hear the word tuberous, I'm like, oh, man, that doesn't sound good at all. And kids
can
get this as well. This affects everybody, right? Any age.
Yeah. It affects kids, some, you know, born with it. It affects, I think, I'm not sure if it can come on when you're an adult. Maybe you're born with it and it affects you all your life. It's one of the leading causes of autism. There's a lot of things that it causes, and I can't probably do justice speaking about it, but on our video at the YouTube, the sketch page, I do in the comment or the text box below, I give the website where people can go to their website and they can learn more about the charity and exactly what they do to help and what the causes are and things like that.
That's fantastic. And folks, we will be posting I'm seeing on our show page now, we have a link to Stephen's website, which is great. That's fantastic. And there's links to all his social media and everything, et cetera, on there. I suggest you like and follow. We'll also be putting up a direct link to the YouTube video as well. I don't know why we don't have that on there, but we will just as soon as the show's over. And like I said, share this, folks. Share this because why not? there's no down reason not to. Helping people out.
Side, it's, you know, 3 minutes out of people's day, and hopefully they get a chuckle out of it. You know, I thought it was funny. Most of the feedback I've gotten from people is that it's funny. So hopefully others will find it funny as well. And like I said, get that brief little chuckle respite in their otherwise hopefully not too dreary day.
That's
very dark.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry for anyone who's having a dreary day. I didn't mean to emphasize how dreary your day is, but the sketch will cheer you up.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's needed in these zany times we live in. And I'm not trying to make light of anything, but oh my gosh, people need a little chuckle. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We need more of that in the world. So, you know, what I'm saying,
Stephen,
is get to work. We need more. We're promoing this one. Do you have another one in the works, do you think, or in mind? Are the gears turning?
Like I said, I have several written, and I've talked to some people about being part of them. What I've been finding in talking to sponsors and other, you know, publicists who their clients we can work with is they kind of want to see, they'll respond more once a lot more views. You know, people are always, right. We're getting up there. I mean, I talked to them when it was probably 5,000-10,000 views. It's getting close to 25,000 now. But once it's up to, you know, 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 views, I think they'll see that, hey, this thing is, people are responding to it. It's a great cause. And yeah, I want to be a part of it too. So,
absolutely.
So I'm waiting a little bit until we get all those views and numbers up. And that's why it's so important for everybody to get out and watch it more than once, share it, like we said, and we'll get those viewership numbers up, and then we'll start making some more.
Absolutely, absolutely. Engagement, they call that in the biz, ladies and gentlemen, engagement. And Stephen's absolutely right. I had a friend of mine that was starting a podcast, and she was asking me, she's like, you know, how do I approach people for advertising and whatnot? I'm like, well, work real hard for about a year on it and, you know, build it up. People aren't going to, they don't seem to want to jump on board out of the gate. And I guess I understand, but it sure would be nice if they did.
Yeah.
Took me a while to get where we're at. Oh, man. Well, that's awesome. Well, I can't wait. And next time you see Jim. Hey, I wanted to ask you, too. Stephen, no, I know you're in show business and entertainment and whatnot. There's a famous W.C. Fields quote that you just threw out the window, you know, about working with children and whatnot. I don't know her name in the in this particular sketch, but she's fantastic as well. And you work with a child actress in Dance Baby Dance, too. You don't seem to have a problem working with kids.
No, and I probably shouldn't say this out loud. In many ways, I prefer it because children take direction greatly. They don't, you know, there's no kind of, and not that I had any issues on the film or on the sketch with Jim at all, none whatsoever.
Right.
But I've done things in the past, whether it be plays or live comedy sketches or things or screenplays with adults, sometimes if they don't get it, it's a little bit more of a tug and pull and you kind of compromise. But with kids, they take what's on the script. They're not great at improvisation, but just take what's on the script and they'll memorize it and they'll do such a great job with it. And I've worked with kids ever since I was a kid in camps and things like that. And I've always had kind of a fun, playful relationship with them. And it helps keep me young. So I hope to continue to work with kids in the future. I find them, especially when they're funny, they can be really, really funny. And the little girl we had in this, her name is Hannah Kim.
Mm-hmm.
She was used to be a, you know, take karate classes. So she had the basic elements down. And then in actually doing it, she got a really big kick out of beating me up. I think far too much of a kick. I'm starting to be a little bit worried about how much she enjoyed the beating she was giving. I told her mom, we may want to monitor her in the future so that she doesn't get used to, this is how you can just walk up to adults and beat the crap out of them.
In her mind,
but no.
You were everyone who's ever told her no. Can I have that candy? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being
you know,
a kid thinking about that. You know, why are they in charge? This
yeah.
is terrible. I could do so much better. I don't want to go to bed.
Yeah, working with kids is always a good time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you're really good. You know, and Stephen, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not just saying this, but, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. Every project I talk to you about is just fantastic. And I'm so excited, and it's so inspiring to see. You know, it gives me that gumption to keep going as well. You know what I mean? And it's I sure am glad to have met you and to know you, and man, just keep doing it. It's fantastic.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on. It's always a good time and helping us get the word out. It's, you know, really, really great of you to do that.
Absolutely, and thank you for taking time out of, you know, your day to be on this show. And anything we can do to help, and in the future, we will do what we can to get the word out and get everybody to watch this. Like I said, we're going to have a direct link up, ladies and gentlemen, and this will be that direct link. I'm telling you, you don't even have to go to YouTube. If you're on my blog or any of my social media, just hit that little white arrow button and watch this. You know, it all counts.
Thank you for doing that, because it is, finding things is sometimes the toughest thing about anything entertainment wise. There's so many things out there. YouTube probably has literally a billion things to watch. So how to find those is not an easy thing. So any help directing people to find this is wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, Stephen, keep doing it, man. We'll get the word out and everything. And, you know, you just say hi to Jim for us all, you know, next time you hang out with him. And thank him also for being involved in this, because it's fantastic to watch. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to go watch it here in a couple minutes again, because it's made my
awesome
day, you know.
Say hi to Jim for him. And, we both appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, folks, like I said, we're going to have that up, and that's going to wrap it up for us today. But we will be back tomorrow. We have a show tomorrow. Is it an early show tomorrow? No. It's, I think, 8 o'clock. Got a fantastic rock and roll band called Solidify that's coming on tomorrow. They're out of Arkansas. Yeah, Fort Smith, Arkansas, actually. And they, if that's your cup of tea, they will definitely melt your face off with their rock. So, very, very cool. Everybody, get over there to YouTube. You got to watch this. Comedy Sketches for Charity. Stephen Kogan. It is a very, very funny video. This course, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media and podcast streaming platforms, including up for free on Apple Podcasts. How about that? If you are in the future watching or listening to the show on Apple Podcasts or one of these things, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page and makes my job so much easier when talking to our advertisers and whatnot. Really appreciate that. Today, since it is, we did a little bit of a short show, we're going to forego the advertising today, and this will just be a straight podcast. So you've enjoyed that as you're listening to it. The ads will be back tomorrow, though, because otherwise I'll get emails. Very, very cool. Thank you, Stephen, so much. And, you know, break a leg with this. It's so funny.
Oh, you're very welcome. I, again, appreciate you having me on, and always a good time.
Awesome. I'll see you next time. And you too, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.